בוקר טוב, שבוע טוב, שכום שם נבות, יום שני שבת קודש, כ"ח בתמוז, כוח בתמוז, תש"פ. Today is the eighth yahrzeit of הגאון רבי אלישיב, זכר צדיק וקדוש לברכה. Today is, so, יום שנתו של צלצל חיים, עם שבים מליציו שהיה, גדול דורנו.
So, is it רבי אלישיב or
Depends who you're asking. Yeah, tov. The chesur. So we have a brand new sugi for today, as I'm sure you. This is one of those sugis where there's a lot of twists and turns, and like every rishon you look at has kind of a different take on the sugia. It's very efekuna.
Coming up.
Okay. So anyway, this is going to be a sugia that encompasses sa'ifim yud bet, yud gimel, yud dalet. Okay. So, but until we get there, is going to be, we have a long road ahead of us, navigating among the Rishonim, because in order to appreciate the Torah Bet Yosef, we first have to kind of master these Rishonim and then see what they're saying. So first, let's see the sugi real quick, and we'll take it from there, right? What Josh took away from the sugi today is, if the Rav gives you a psak that you think is a little bit too machmir, you kill him. Anyway, that's
it.
I don't think they meant to kill him, but anyway.
Well, they didn't intend to kill him?
I think maybe they meant to, like, knock him out. They, like, spiked his drink, and they didn't expect him to die.
The Rish Gumbuta wasn't always the best kind of people.
That's right. That's right.
The way Rashi sounds, it sounds like because they were Machmir.
Shalom.
Shalom, my son.
Aval, so you have to be careful.
What kind of...
Tov. Aval, mikol makom, says the Gemara. Dag maliach. Salted fish. Are we talking about big ones, little ones? Now don't forget, we have a sugiya on Amud Aleph, also of dagim ktanim, meluchim, en bahem, mishum shul akum. So over here, is it going in tandem? Is it arguing? There we're going to have to see in the Rishonim. But it would be very weird for this sugiya to argue on the previous sugiya that nobody seemed to argue about before. So, says the Gemara, dag maliach iskiya shari, v'Rabbi Yochanan asa. Why is that? What's the svarat ha-machloket? What are we talking about? That's a huge machloket ishonim. Betza tzluya, if you have a roasted egg, bar kapara shari, v'Rabbi Yochanan asa. Okay? So, for now, the first opinion in the Gemara says that by each of dag maliach and betza tzluya, you have one and one. Right? Machloket, Rabbi Yochanan, and one other amura. Yeah? Or tana. It's really the last generation of tanaim. Says the Gemara, Kiyata Rav Dime sets up the machloket a little bit differently. Guess what? Rabbi Yochanan doesn't change. Rabbi Yochanan is always on the machmir side. The matirim change based on the version of the Gemara. Kiyata Rav Dime Amar, Echad Agmaliach, Ve'echad Betzatzluya, Chizkiya Uvar Kapara Sharu, two on the matirim side, Rabbi Yochanan Asar. Now, the Gemara tells the story we've all been waiting for. Rabbi Chiya Parva'a, that's, I guess, where he was from. Ikla leberesh galuta, amrule. So resh galuta, by the way, was a government. It was a government position. It was kind of like a Jewish governor that was put into power by the authorities in Bavel. Now, sometimes the resh galuta was a Talmid Chacham. Many times he wasn't. Yeah. So, by the way, which famous amora do we know was a son-in-law of the resh galuta? It doesn't say which one. Rav Nachman. Now he says Rav Nachman was Chatana de Ben Nesi'ah. He was the Chatan of the Resh Galuta. But it doesn't say who the Resh Galuta was at the time. What was Rav Nachman's wife's name?
Yalta.
You see from Gemarot, she was very...
wine.
She broke 400 barrels of wine.
Yeah, she was a Harif lady. Yeah, anyway, Bekitzur, Tov. Eze Barachot. Because
he didn't give her the...
Yeah, Biduk. Tov. Says... The man, she said that he was talking to Yod. It was a whole.
Here, I'll pour you a new cup. No.
Anyway, Bekitzur, he says like this. Yeah, Rabbi Chiya Parva'a ikla leberesh galuta, amru le, besat zluya mai, apparently, but many times we do find that the resh galuta were mechabed tamde chachamim. They showed some sort of respect to tamde chachamim. They didn't always have all the answers, so they asked, what's the halacha by this roasted egg? Amalu, Chizkiyahu bar kapara sharu, v'Rabbi Yochanan asar, v'en dvarav shen echad bimkom shnayim. So he told them, he said the machloket, gave them a little dvar Torah ben mincha la'arvit, yeah? And then afterwards he says, aval ma'adin מותר. אמר לו רב זביד, לא תציתו לה. אחי אמר אביי, הלכתה כבתי דבי יוחנן. Says, don't listen to him, he's wrong. אביי said, הלכה של רבי יוחנן שזה אסור. They didn't appreciate the חומרה. השקיעו נגותה דחלה ונח נפשי. They gave him to drink, you know, some sort of spiced vinegar zach. And, עליו השם. זהו, נגמר.
Sounds like the, even back in the day, they had like, sort of
central board
system
that yeah, sometimes religious, sometimes not. It's a cautionary tale. They want to take somebody out, they take someone out. You have to be careful. This was government. This was like mamash. Yeah, I hear. Yeah, I'm not talking about it. Yes, he said. Yeah, okay, come on, azob otam. I'm mech kulam saddikim in olam shuaretz. Tell Mikey, tell him, I'm mech. I told you on the chat last week, I said before, you have to have anybody who facilitates Limud HaTorah, chayav letet lo hakarat HaTorah. Doesn't matter. What? Actively try to stop it? No one tries to stop anything.
Anymore.
The bed.
Anymore.
Anymore.
Why would he obviously knows what vinegar tastes like, so why would he finish the cup?
I don't know. I can't tell you. So I don't know that Biduk Makarashama, but apparently they spiked his drink. Maybe it was, I don't know what they did to him. Says the Gemara. Now, you don't really have to go through this whole Gemara because the end of the Gemara talk about, you know, sprouted zachin and cooling off from the bathhouse. That part of Beseder. The point is Tanura Banan, I want to get to the Tzaisis. Tanura Banan, Hakafrisim, which is caper berries. It's a kind of thing. Yeah. Vakaflutot, leek, Vamtalia, which we don't really know until later, some sort of Babylonian concoction. Vachamin, hot water. Klayot, roasted nuts. Shelahin from the goyim. Mutarim. Betza seluya asura. And what betza seluya is asur? Hey, wait a second. You have a baraita meforeshet that betza seluya is asur. Zokta. So who's that against? Bar Kaparan Chizkiya. Echze. Zokta. So we'll see Tosfot real quick and then we'll go back to Rashi. This is really all we need from the Gemara right now. Tanura banan, hakafrisin, uvetza tzluya, en lakshot machbaraita lachizkiya uvar kapara. Desharu, desharu. Detanayeninu, ukshishem erbi yudan, it should say nesia, hanizkar, bezot abaraita. Remember, bar kaparan chizkiya uvar talmidim erbi yudan nasi, that Tosfot should say nesia. Rabbi Yudan nesia was the grandson of Rabbi Yudan nasi, and they were older than him. So obviously, they have the authority to disagree with this baraita. So, you know, this baraita itself, even though it's a baraita min astam, it does not phase the heter of Chizkiyahu bar Kapara. They're mamash.
Their actual
name? Tanaim. No. They were Tanaim. Last generation of Tanaim.
Rabbi Yochanan wasn't?
No.
Same generation, no?
Years later than that. Rabbi Yochanan was Talmid of Chizkiyahu. Understand? Matome. Yeah. Rabbi Yochanan was kind of on the fence. They were Tanaim. Huh?
Someone that told me that was a rub, and he has more, also more opinions to say like the rub, I would give you a shot to say that it's for me.
So first of all, in the Gemara, not in this generation of the Gemara, but when it gets already to Abaye v'Rava, which is the fourth generation of Amoraim, the Gemara says, Hilcheta kebatra'e, which means what? The later the Amoraim go, we paskin like them. Why? Because they saw and heard more Shmu'ot. So they know the Michlol of their opinions. Okay, Tov. Let's see Rashi. Narbotai, take all of these Rashis with a grain of salt, no pun intended, okay, because we're going to have to see. Yeah, we're going to have to see this. Rashi, besides for Rashi and the Rambam, they're really on their own among a sea of Rishonim over here that understand the Gemara differently. And this machloket will create massive nafkaminot ledina, which way we hope.
Wait,
says Rashi.
Machloket of Rambam and Rashi,
Rashi and Rambam are on the same side.
They get
kulam. Almost everybody else. Now, we're going to see soon the Ritva brought down Taisus. And later, where's Taisus? Maze? Efo Tosfot? Ma Tosfot? Ya Habibi, Efo Chazara? Tosfot, Lamed Chet Amud Alef. Dibur HaMetchil, Dagim, Katuv Shama. Yeah, we're going to have to see it too. Aval, Chaku. Yeah, Zakt Rashi. Says Rashi, second line. Dag Maliach, Shem Malcho HaOved Kochavim. The goy is doing the salting. The shaila here is what? That the goy is doing the salting, and then the fish is going to be eaten as is with the salt that way. Apparently, the question of the Gemara is, does this salting fall under the category of bishul akum or not? Yeah? And that makes the machloket very obvious. Chizkiyah says, no. Why? Not bishul. Yeah? Chizkiyah share, delavu bishul, or it should say, delav bishul hu. Rabbi Yochanan asar, dezeo bishulo. Rabbi Yochanan says, apparently, according to Rabbi Yochanan, at least according to Rashi, the gzirav chazal of bishul akum extended to salting as well and other methods of food preparation. Yeah? Betzat tzluya, shetzla'a oved kochavim, same mishkal, same idea. Bar kapara share ho'il uvliya ochel dide, vela naga oved kochavim be'uchla. Which means right now, according to Rashi, Rashi hits a little bit of a speed bump in the sugya. According to the other Rishonim, which we haven't seen yet, the flow of the Gemara is much more gishmak. In that, zeichad el echad, same idea flowing through both cases of the Gemara. The tam ha'etir, according to Rashi, by dagim, is why? Not cooking. By betza, what's the tam ha'etir?
Didn't touch it,
there's a shell. Oh, what just happened? Because it's actual cooking, you're roasting. Question is, what's Tama Heter? Says Rashi, Tama Heter, according to Bar Kapara, is why? Is because it has a shell, and the goy doesn't really have access to the actual food. Said it. Okay? It's a little bit not so geschmack. The Ritba, you know, the Ritba points out a few flaws in Rashi's opinion. We're going to see, he has, how many questions does the Ritba have on Rashi? Three kushiot, the Ritba has. Okay, we're going to see. So, says Rashi Viter, Ashkiyuhu l'Rav Zavid, נגוטה דחלה הנח דבר השגלות הדלב ומעלה bad people משום דאחמיר עליו because he was too מחמיר on them so טוב. Now that was Rashi. Let's see the Ritba. Three קושיות. יאללה רואה, let's see. מי זה Ritba? בן אברהם על הסביליה from Seville. Ashkenazim, Sfaradim, you know, Ashkenazim say Maharsho. And Sfaradim say Maharsho. Yeah? Oh, Vet. The Ritba will tell you, don't even call me. I'll just ask with it. Just learn my Torah. Huh?
Georgia.
Okay, yeah, no, say 10. Yeah.
Did we say that
Kafa Chayyan
of pronouncing everything?
You
didn't mention it.
Oh, Samach Aleph, Ot Nun Vav. Yeah. Okay. But the Kaf Chaim also says to daven slow, so we don't. Yeah. Tir Malamim. Kiddushei Ritba. Oh, which means, according to the Biyochanan, the Ritba adds in something bedat Rashi that Rashi doesn't even say. That what? Why, according to Rabbi Yochanan, would Maliach be Asur? Maliach Keroteach, because we find in different places in Chas that salting, at least, you know, heavily salting something, is a rabbinic form of cooking, of Bishul, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan is Osir. And Chizkiyah says, Alo, Makatu, Bishul, Zeo. The Ritba takes issue with this, with Rashi and the Rambam. Okay?
This is what Rashi meant.
Yeah, but that. Yeah. That's Poshup Shat and Rashi. Zok the Ritba, yeah? I love Rishonim. Says two questions really in one. The Mishnah on Daf Lamed Hey. How did the Mishnah refer to the Gzera of Bishul Akum?
Shalakot.
Cooked. Zeo. Later on in the Gemara on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Bet on the bottom, what are we talking about? Mishtana. What's Mishtana? Mishtana is only Al Yedeh Bishul. Al Yedeh Ha'ur. So if that's the case, why even thinking, why would Rabbi Yochanan Aser by Bishul Maze? Veteda. Another Kushiyah. Oh, what's he talking about? In the same Mishnah. On Lamed He, the Gemara says, you know what else is Asur? Pickles. Yeah, how do you say pickles in Persian? Is there like a...
Pickles.
They are sure.
Regardless of the vegetable?
No,
any pickled vegetable. Anyway, you know, one time there's a Shirazi guy. I have a Talmid in Queens, a Shirazi guy. He brought me pickled garlic from Iran.
So good.
Tov, I made a mistake. I happen to like garlic. Tishma, no. This guy, Shirazi guy, brought me pickled garlic. I touched it. We were in the sugiya of the Berachon Shum, Masechet Berachot, so he brought it for like show and tell. Anyway, because Yesh Machloket, Machloket Rishonim, about Shum Chai, Machloket in Maran, Machloket Aposkin, Harapaskin, Sheakol, Hadama, is it Neachal Kmot Shuchai, is it not? Okay, top. So he brought in pickled garlic from Iran, and I touched it. And my fingers smelled like that for a week.
Yeah.
Zero. Soap, and you know, Clorox, and showers. מים רבים לא יוכלו לחבות את האהבה ונהרות לא ישטפוה אם ייתן איש את כל הון ביתו באהבה בוז יבוז יפה מאוד ביתו so he says like this מה זה? זה ודאי אדמה that's the only שום את האדמה אני בדקו לאבא yeah זה עמיד הברכה טוב אבל מכל מקום says the Mishnah only says the only pickles that are asur are the ones that the goyim used to put in all sorts of דברים אסורים Mashma, the ones that didn't have dvarim asurim in them, says Mishnah, mutar. Aye, pickles are salted, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, it should seem that Rabbi Yochanan is arguing on Mishnah. I can't do that. Right there. Yeah, so that's question number three. They see smoking, which is another kind of a method of cooking that's not really cooking, and yet the Mishnah says, the Yerushalmi says that it's mutar. What's Rabbi Yochanan going to do with that? So because of all of these kushiyot, yeah, what does it say? He says he got the sugi all wrong. Who did the salting, says the Ritva? The Yid did the salting. And then what? The goy came and cooked it afterwards. Now, enter machloket. Go for it. Oh, super geshmak move the Ritva just pulled off. I don't know if you, in first Seder, the Ritva kind of just hit a grand slam with his pshat. Because he got two for the price of one. First of all, what's the pshat? Yeah? Rabotai, jump in. What's the pshat that the Ritva is saying in the Gemara?
Salting and making it fit to eat, or only
which means Jew salted and then the goy cooked. What's the svarat machloket now? Says Chizkiyah. Once you salt it, is it edible as is? Ne'achal al yedei hadachak? Maybe not so geshmak. Edible? Yeah. Beseder. Zeo. En bo mishum shulei akum. The salting of the yid saved it. Says Rabbi Yochanan. That what? Ne'achal al yedei hadachak. That's not really eating. And therefore what? The goy still can't do mishul akum. Based on that, says the Ritva, I haven't added, I've another ma'ala in the Gemara now. That what? Now there's a wonderful tushtel between fish and eggs. Why? Because it's the same thing. What can you tell me about an egg?
Hard to eat raw.
If you're a chazan, you know how to swallow an egg raw. You ever gargled an egg? I have. You know, especially before Yamim and Ra'im, you take the...
It helps. Gargle or swallow?
Swallow. You gargle and then you swallow.
It helps?
Yeah.
What does it do?
Clears your throat. Clears the throat and makes your voice much more powerful.
Raw egg?
Raw egg. It's not the most gishmak. Aval, you know, when you're chazan, you got to do what you got to do. Malaso. I'll tell you a story. One time, takshiv tov. Hello. When I was living in Israel, so I used to come back before Rosh Hashanah to be chazan, yamim noraim, in the shul where I'm the rav now. So for many years, I was going back and forth for Rosh Hashanah. Tov. One year, I got on the plane in Israel with my family, and it was like a few days before Rosh Hashanah, like a day or two, mashu kaze. So I started feeling my throat started getting dry, or whatever. So I thought maybe it was the plane or whatever. Sometimes, you know, on the plane you get like this icky feeling, like a dry throat and nasty recycled air and the dog food. Yeah. Anyway,
coughing
everywhere. Oh right. בקיצור, טוב, so I said, okay, maybe it's just the plane. I come off the plane, we land in JFK, I come off the plane, no voice. There's a day before Rosh Hashanah. No voice. Laryngitis, אבל, כמו שכתוב בספר. I opened my mouth, talked to my wife, the sounds are not coming out. You know, there's a whole shul, I'm supposed to be shliach tzibur. מה אני עושה? So, I was shtickle panicking, was, you know, a little bit unnerving. I called friends of mine in Brooklyn. I have friends, Syrian Chazans in Brooklyn, so I'm sure, you know, I speak to them. I'm sure they've had such a thing before. So he said, okay, there's a doctor in Brooklyn on Avenue U. Yeah, I'm not going to say he's a very funny doctor. So he's a doctor over there. He deals with these things. So he says, go there, I'll take care of you. Some doctor in Avenue U. So I look him up online. You know, they have these profiles that you can look up the doctor. I don't know, some random doctor. So he says, he graduated from the University of Damascus. What do you say to him? Anyway, but it's all. So he said, listen, desperate times call for desperate measures. I go to the guy. So I go to the doctor. I see a line out the door. So he's an older Syrian man, like an old, old guy. He says, okay. I walk into the office. He says, what can I do? You know, like he's telling, what can I do for you? So I said, listen, I can't even talk. I lost my voice. I'm a chazan. He says, okay. He goes to the other room. He brings back a needle like this big, a shot this big. He says, okay, now pull down your pants. I'm like, whoa, hold on a second. I said, he's like, you want your voice back or not? Gave me the shot. He says, I promise you, you'll have your voice back within 24 hours. So I called my friend, the Chazan from Brooklyn. He's a Chazan in a very big shul in Brooklyn. So I called him back. I said, איפה שלחת אותי? So he's sending me to these places. So he's laughing. He's like, מה עשה לך? So he tells me after, he's like, did he tell you to pull down your pants? I said, yeah, laughing. I'm like, מה שלחת אותי? He's like, just wait. Next morning I wake up, good as new. Yeah? ממש, ויעיר ויבוקר, like nothing happened. I asked the doctor in the office, I said, what was in the shot? He says, don't ask. He's like, don't ask too many questions. I'm like, anyway, bikitsur, but it worked. So anyway, I don't know if I got into it, but eggs, yeah. But over there, eggs wouldn't help. At the end, I found out there was a very powerful cortisone shot over there. What happens is with laryngitis, your vocal cords, okay, you have the... laryngitis is really an inflammation of the larynx, which is the voice box, and it doesn't allow the sound to come out of the vocal cords. So since it's inflammation, cortisone is one of the most powerful things against inflammation. So you just, you know, overdose on that cortisone, and the next day, you know, anyway, אבל מכל מקום, so eggs are נאכל על ידי הדחק. So according to him, the sugya is much more geschmack, says the Ritva. That what? Now you have a beautiful connection in the flow of the Gemara between the dagim and the eggs. Why? Because what's the mechane ha-meshutaf? What's the common denominator between both of them according to Chizkiyah? According to Rabbi Yochanan, why is upset? It's a different story. Because at the end of the day, ne'echal al-edei ha-dachak, we don't care. But according to Chizkiyah in Bar Kappara or Matir, the heter is because it's ne'echal al-edei ha-dachak. And then he says, v'chim pirshu batosfot, v'gam ha-raivid, v'arambam, איפה התוספות? תוספות is ממש over here. If you turn the page back for a second, למתחית עמוד א', כתוב שמה, דגים קטנים מנוחים, אין ממשו משו בשולי עבדי כוכבים, פירוש, אם בשלנו עבדי כוכבים, אחרי שמלאכן ישראל שרו, כיוון למקודם שולן, היו נאכלים מחמת מלחם. בקיצר, ממש, word for word, like the Ritva says, you have רוב הראשונים going along this way. Now, we're good. This is מחלוקת ראשונים. The Tosfot Rid throws a curveball into this pshat. Did you notice what the Tosfot Rid did? What did he do? First of all, who is the Rid? Mizen. Not Teherani, Ela Trani. Meaning, Rabbeinu Yeshaya HaRishon, he was from a city called Trani in southern Italy. That's where he was from, he's Ba'al HaTosfot. Look what he says over here. Yeah. First of all, he asks the same questions as the Ritva, and he holds like the other Rishonim, but with one twist. What was it? Tikrata. Tikra moment.
Amore.
He's referring to Rashi in the Rambam.
and the law of Bishul, Tziyashari, the law of Bishul, Bishul here, Riyochanan, Asur.
Asur, I want to, yeah, okay.
The Zeru Bishul.
Kasheli.
Kasheli, Lehai, Birusha, Tuva, Riyochanan, Lef, Lemasnit, in Tran, Bashin, Shidakan, Atetan, Elian, Komet, Aotan, Shainan, Dertan, Atetan, Elian, Komet, Shari, Afa, Pichahem, Melukin, Aide, Goyim, Nechlim, Akmatan, Masmat, Molchan,
Kitzur is asking the same questions as Ritva. Katu kvashim, that you don't put dvarim atmeim. Ah, it's salt and it's mutar. As my yev nir ali. That's what he means. Says the same thing. Now, what changes? The only twist that the Tosfot Rid has over the other Rishonim is what is Ta'am Ha'eter. The other Rishonim said that according to Chizkiyah and Bar Kappara, what's Ta'am Ha'eter? Ne'echal al yedei hadachak. He says no. He says, what do we look at? Ne'echal l'rov ha'anashim. Yeah, let's see what he says. He's asking a question. You remember I asked you, it seems like a stira. Didn't the Gemara say before the gim ktanim are okay? Says the Rid, you know what Rabbi Yochanan would answer? That those are the gim ktanim, right? Herring or sardines, other Jewish foods, right? Things like that. People eat salted as is. You ever saw a person taking sardines out of a can and cooking it? No.
Huh?
Herring is not cooked.
Just salted?
You can't cook a herring.
Is that
sunnah
so
good?
What
are you saying?
Is it eaten raw without salting it? You can't eat it raw.
Nah.
Sushi, they don't herring sushi.
No, it wouldn't work. Maze? No, it'd be mutar. He's saying even Rabbi Yochanan would agree. Why? Because Rov Olam eats it as is. Mashainkin over here. But that's not what he's talking about. According to the Rid, that's not the issue. That's the Rid holds like the other Rishonim that the salt. Let's not make a mistake. According to the other Rishonim, Rabbi Yochanan never thought in a million years that salting is a form of cooking. Period. That's why they explained that after the salting, there's cooking done. Therefore, what? What happens according to the Rid? You take, let's say you had some weirdo, they took salted sardines, yeah? The Jews salted the sardines, and then the Goy decided to go cook it. What would Rabbi Yochanan tell you? Why? Because most people eat it as is in their maluach form. Masha'en ken our Gemara is not soter that Gemara le'ayel. Why? Because our Gemara, we're not talking about dagim ketanim. What are we talking about? Dagim gedolim. And by dagim gedolim, yeah, you ever tried to salt a tuna?
Yeah.
Tuna is a 6-foot fish. It's about 300 to 500 pounds.
Wow.
It's a big fish. You ever try to salt that? You can salt it. Maybe it's edible, but like mamash al yedei hadachak, people don't usually eat it like that. Even when it's nimlach, yeah. Aval, he says, go ahead. Aval dag maliach. Yeah, go ahead. Leka de palug biu. Efa ata?
Sorry, I'm stuck.
Okay, go.
Mishumati leka de palug biu. Aba adag maliach shu gadol nechal yichai nechamah moko. Aba rov haolam mevashmin oto. Mishumati palug biu yofana v'asar mishum de aza batar ruba de alma. Vechitzkiya sabar alfa pi shu rov haolam mevashmin oto kevan sheyechol el kochai. אין בו משום שלא גוי דומיה בשמן ברוב העולם מבשנין אותו מפני שנאכל אדם חי אין בו משום שלא גוי ואחר כך רצת שגדה בבינו פעם
בספר הישר טוב, before we continue רבותיי I want to just stop and get state of the union, okay? We have only 3 פירושים in the Rishonim to understand the מחלוקת חזקיהו בר כפרה who are matir Dag Maluach and Betza, Rabbi Yochanan who's Oser, 3 Pshatim in the Rishonim, and it's really Shnayim Shem Shlosha. You have Rashi and the Rambam on one side. You have Rov Rishonim, which is the Ramban and the Ravid and Tosfot and the Ritba, And the Tosfot Reed, for that matter, on the other side, and the Tosfot Reed kind of explains another reason for Heter. Rashi and the Rambam explain, what's the reason for the Heter of Chizkiyah? What are we talking about? Just salting and eating it as is. Salting, according to them, is not a problem. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's Bishul, Zeh. All the other Yishonim say, Ma pitom? They had a bunch of kushiyot. Obviously, that means that what? No, the guy is not the one doing the salting. The Jew is the one doing the salting, and then the guy is cooking. Ma machloket? According to most of the Yishonim, Rabbi Yochanan is... Well, let's start the other way. Chizkiyah is matir. Why? Because it's eaten as is. Ne'echal alidei adachak. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Ne'echal alidei adachak. That's not a barometer. Whereas the Tosfot Reed agrees with that Perush and the Gemara with one slight twist that what? What's the svarat machloket? The Rov Anashim eat it as is that way. That's Chizkiyah. Whereas, according to Rabbi Yochanan, most people don't eat it that way. And I'm sorry. According to Chizkiyah, since it's edible, meaning it's edible as is, fine. According to Rabbi Yochanan, since most people don't eat it as is, that's the machrim. Now, that's what we're holding now. The Ran has a very interesting way, although...
Tosfot
Reed is on the side of Rov HaPoskim. He's just explaining the Svarat HaIsur VeHaHeter a little bit different. Not that it's contingent on Ne'echal Al Yedei HaDachak or not, but it's contingent on Ne'echal Kach LeRov HaAnashim. Understand?
No. It's not because what?
It's not because of Ne'echal. The Machloket Rav Yochanan and the other Tanaim doesn't revolve around Ne'echal Al Yedei HaDachak. It revolves around what... The
way
Rov Ben Adam, how they would eat it. Yeah, Matomim. You had a question? Good? Tov. Now, the Ran, interestingly enough, the first Ran, before, this is all Machloket HaRishonim, the Ferush HaSugiya. We did not yet get to the Machloket HaRishonim with regards to Psak Halacha. That's a totally different ballgame. Before we get to Psak Halacha, you have to understand what the Sugiya is talking about. The Ran, which side of the fence is the Ran on? Rov HaPoskim. But what he does is, which is, you know, this is Kachi Darkash Torah, that even though you might not hold of somebody, what do? Who does the Ran, after he disagrees with him, who does the Ran come out to bat for?
It's Rashi.
Rashi and the Rambam. Look what he says. Tikram Omer. Yeah, right, Tikram Omer. Zak the Ran.
Yeah. רבי יוחנן עשר את זה במנתתו זה היו בשבילו וכן נראה דברי הרמב״ם זל פרקים זין מקום מחלות תורות ואינו נראה ואם כן רבי יוחנן זה אמר את המנתתו זה היו בשבילו כי כשלה מנית אם נתנה מפרקים וכיבשים שאין דרכן לתת לתפן יין
See, the same questions as the Ritba, Tosfot Reed, they're all asking the same questions.
ועמי נאמה כבוש הרי כבושל אלא שמה מנהה שלא גזרו משום בשולי עובד כפעמים, אלא על חולדות האור, וכן תקשור לרבי יוחנן. וכך נראים הדברים, ואף אחד דג גדול מליח שצלעו בכפעמים פליגי.
Why does he have to say דג גדול?
Because it עולה על שמונה אחים.
Besides for that, because otherwise, which sugi is he going to have a problem with?
Amud
Aleph. Yeah, that's the... You have to say, the previous sugiya is Dag Katan, over here we're talking about Dagim Gdolim, because otherwise... That the previous sugiyah on Lamed Chet Amud Aleph was uncontested. So we don't want to make a stira between two sugiyot if we don't need to. Okay, right there.
Is small fish, big fish considered like how it's actually a live fish or after you like cut it up?
No. Like sardines and herrings are little fish?
Versus. Like cut up like a tuna or something that's not small fish anymore?
It's a chuvanya beyond. You're opening up a can of tuna. It's a nice one. Okay, right there. Yeah, right there. So he's on the side of the other poskim with their hisbir as well. With the Ritva Rov HaPoskim, not going with the knetch of the reed. Okay, right there. Knetch.
That's
true. The snap. But knetch is like a yeah. Okay, right there. Oh, so now comes he says, I don't agree with Rashi, and I don't hold the sugiyah is, you know, I don't hold the sugya goes like Rashi and the Rambam, but let's try to understand what he's saying. Yeah, go ahead. Meaning, your big question was, hey, Rabbi Yochanan, look, there's a Mishnah that says Kvashim or Mutar. I, according to you, it's salted, and Kavush is Kimivushal. Says, hello, Rabbi Yochanan understands that Mishnah is talking about what? We're talking about pickled cucumbers. Guess what? You can pickle. What happens if you take a cucumber and you cook it on the fire? Nothing. It's Nechal Kamot Shuchai. Or, not Kamot Shuchai, but it's... That Mishnah was talking about pickles that are not only al Shulchan Melachim. And our Sugiya is talking about what kind of pickles or salted things that are only al Shulchan Melachim. Says Rabbi Yochanan is not arguing on the prerequisites of Bishul Akum that the Gemara said on Amud Aleph. He goes with those. And therefore he says Rabbi Yochanan, Rashi would say Ali Rabbi Yochanan, even though Rabbi Yochanan says that salting might be a form of cooking with regards to Bishul Akum, but still don't forget the prerequisites of only al Shulchan Melachim. Weiter. Oh, so that's going to be a little bit difficult to, because remember, the Rambam is on Rashi's side. And in order to understand how it is that the Rambam could write that smoked meat is mutar, because meat is something that's certainly Olei al Shulchan Melachim. That's meat is the epitome of Olei al Shulchan Melachim. For the Rambam to write that smoked meat is not a problem of Bishul Akum, who's he having to paskin like?
Yerushalmi.
I mean, yeah, Yerushalmi, but which one of the...
Like
Hizkiyah, not Rabbi Yochanan. Which might be a little bit of a problem based on the Pesach of the Rif, but let's see. So this is so far so good. We have understandings of the poskim, different heterim. Okay, according to Rashi, by the way, not so gishmak. Heter of dag maliach has nothing to do with the heter of bitzah. According to the other rishonim, ta'am echad lahim. And remember, that also leads the Ritva, since it's ta'am echad lahim, to say that what halacha. Well, oh, which is going to be a big balagan. Aval le'atna, chui yeshmi. What are you saying? No. Over there, it's a totally different thing. The only time, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that we would be machmir on things that are pickled that are not olei al Shulchan Melachim are only things that the derech of the goyim is to put dvarim asurim inside, like yain and stuff like that. That's it. To. Now, matomer.
Is the Ran, it sounds like the Ran is saying, like,
the Ran is Vadai.
Later on, he changes.
He doesn't change. He's just saying a little defense. He's saying a yeshu for Rashi. That's all.
In the next round, we're going to see
Mahmir.
Halacha.
Because you see, when it comes to Psak Halacha, you can see Rishonim from opposite ends of the spectrum paskin in different ways. Or even Rishonim that understood Pirusha Gemara the same way, paskin in different ways. This is all, the Ran would say Pirusha Gemara is like Rova Poskim, not like Rashi and the Rambam. That's step one. Step two, after this is said and done, time to paskin. Says the Rif, yeah, Laroi, Tikrat the Rif. Now, by the way, the Rif talks about Psak Halacha. What's something interesting about what the Rif does not do? The Rif doesn't talk about Perusha Sugiya. We're going to see what the Rif paskins in a minute, but what he does not do is he doesn't offer his opinion on the understanding of the Sugiya. Huh?
Here
it's Nafkamina Ledina. How you understand it? So what's going to end up happening is the Rif says the halacha, but he doesn't say the pirush, and the Rishonim are going to, you know, exactly. So let's see what he says. Tikra Malma.
Amar lehu Rav Tzvi, lo tzidulei al yamar abaya, v'tak v'tidri v'yokanan, t'asar. V'kamar,
Which means it seems like, first thing, the Rif is quoting a Gaon, it seems like, since the Gemara ended off with that story, right, it's not just like entertainment, like, oh, hey, hello, halacha is ke Rabbi Yochanan, they killed him. Oh, that's nice. It seems like the Gemara brought this story, why? To teach me halacha. And it seems like we hold like Rabbi Yochanan. So it seems like we hold like Rabbi Yochanan for something, says the Rif, but not for everything. How so? Go ahead. Oh, so very interesting. What does the Rif say? He says the halacha would follow Rabbi Yochanan lehachmir by betza. But what about why? Because over there it seems like a machloket shkula, one against one. According to Rav Dimi, but according to the first pshat in the Gemara,
according to the first part, it's both one and verse one.
Interesting. It's interesting because remember, according to the first pshat in the Gemara, remember it was by Dag Chizkiya Rabbi Yochanan, by Betza Bar Kapara Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Dime Dag and Betza Chizkiya Bar Kapara versus Rabbi Yochanan. So why is he saying this? Maybe he had a different girsa, but at the end of the day, the Rif says la halacha, we're machmir by Betza Rabbi Yochanan that it's asur, and we're mekel by Dag Rabbi Yochanan. What are we mekel? Mekel on what?
Well,
the Gemara,
Rabbi Yehuda came and visited
the
Rishu Buddha.
Yeah.
And said to be your
Poseg Lai
for Kapara and
Hizkiah. They killed by both.
They killed
Rav Zavid. No, Rav Zavid.
They killed Rav Zavid.
Okay. Vaitu. Okay. So that's the run. Now, not everybody agrees with the run. Let's see the Ritva who brings the Rif. Yeah, Ryan's cracked it. See the Ritva. There will be many Chorkim, and besides for the many Chorkim on the Rif, Rabbi Yonah is one of the big ones, which we're going to see soon, Bezat Hashem. And there's machloket what exactly Rabbi Yonah holds, but let's see the Ritva first. Yeah? Go to your own. Chavo, tfaddam.
קשה הדבר, הרי לפי הפירוש הנכון, טעם אחד לשני המחלוקות, אם אכילה כמו שהיא, על ידי הדעת השונה, אכילה אם לא. יש לומר, ואפשר לומר, להפעיל אחי, ביצה חמורת פרי, שכל מעשה ביד הגוי. כאילו, דגמליה, כבר נעשה פה מליחה בהתר, שרשירו לאוכלן, כמו שהוא מלדיח על ידי הדעת התמיעה. אפילו מלאכות גוי, כיוון מלאכתו אין לו משום בשבילו, בשבילו בהתר הוא, בתחילתו מיד ישראל כמחה מדרסי דמי.
One second. So what he's saying right now is, remember, you get some sort of an indication from the Ritva what the Rif holds in the Pirush of the Gemara. What was the first question of the Ritva on the Rif? It says, how can you paskin like Rabbi Yochanan by Betza and Lehakel like the others by Dag? Hare, according to our Pirush, that Rav Rishonim said that it was first salted and then cooked by a goy, right? If that's the case, tam echad lishneim. What's the tam? Ne'echal al yedei adachak. So if ne'echal al yedei adachak is asur by betza, ne'echal al yedei adachak should be asur by dag also. Then he kind of plays devil's advocate and says, you know what? Maybe there's a... What does he possibly posit is the difference between betza and dag?
Betza is completely real cooked by the goy.
Mashain kin dag?
That's two categories. Salted
אבל מכל מקום, he's is not so happy with that pirush. See what he says. ומי הוא עדיין קשה?
ומי הוא עדיין קשה? על אמין הרפס יזהר, שהוא כתב לאל, עקיד, הרפסי, ודגים קטנים מלוכים, ומה שם את הדג גדול, מליח, יש לו משום של הגויים.
או?
ונראה כי הרבין הרפס יזהר, מפרש עד דג מליח, בפירוש רשי זהר והרמב״ם.
Ah! Says the Ritva, therefore, what do I understand? The Rif is not... In order for the Rif to make a chinuk bahalama between Dag and Betza, that must mean which way is he being mefaresh the Gemara. You see from his psak, which way is he being mefaresh the Gemara. How so? Like Rashi and the Rambam. That what? By Dag... Oh, now it makes perfect sense. By Dag, if you say that that all he's doing is the minicha, and he did the minicha, and he makes it edible, beseder. Ma she'en ken by betza, there's no salting by the betza. It has nothing to do with ne'echal yiridei hadachak. What does it have to do? Like Rashi said, the shell, whatever. Now I understand why he's machmir by betza and mekin by dagim. Weiter. Oh, he says, but me, I hold like Rav Rishonim that the Perush is not like that. And once we say that, the problem goes back to what he said before, the Tam Echad Mishneim. If you go with Rav Yochanan, that Achilal Yedah Dachak by Betza is garnished, then what do you have to say by Dagim as well? It's also garnished. Yeah? By there. Oh, he says, the Baraita right afterwards, the Stam Baraita that we saw, the Tanura Banan, whatever, says Betzat Tzluya Asura and doesn't say Dagim. Says, no importa, no big deal. Why? Because at the end of the day, the same term that applies to Betzah applies to Dagim Gedolim as well. I Rav Aseh said on Amud Aleph Mutar, in Baya, we already answered that a million times, that what? So now, that was Ritba arguing on the reef Leperusho and Lehalacha. Interestingly enough, what does the Ritba hold Lehalacha over here? Maskanat Gemara Lepster. Both cases are Asur. Now, Zakti, the Ran says a little bit, the Ran brings down a little bit different. Let's see what he says. Yeah, go ahead. Tase Odecha. So what did he just say? So that would seem to be a little bit like the Ritva. The Ran understands Rabbi Yochanan understands it a little bit different. Let's see what he says. Not the Ran, the Ramban. Let's see what the Ramban says. Interestingly, first of all, this is the Ramban that we quoted before, right? What did the Ramban was on whose side? This is the Ramban beFirush Gemara. So this makes perfect sense. Soon, now we're going to see the Ramban Lehalakha soon. Okay, go ahead. Yes. So he sees Bavarning, the Ramban is Bavarning the Ritba's Kasha.
What does that mean?
He's asking, instead of the Ritba asked the question Beferush, the Ramban is kind of circumventing, meaning you see he's bothered by it, but he's circumventing it. How? Look what he says. Meaning the dechiyah that the Ritba gave, the Ramban adopts. He likes it. Okay? Umiyukasheli. Boom. See what he says? He was taking into consideration from the beginning of the sugiya that Chizkiyah or Bakapara or Matir Dagim are arguing on Rav Aseh Amara from Amud Aleph who says Mutar. He understood that the two sugiyot are contradictory. Not like we've been understanding. The Ramban understood when he went into the sugiya that this sugiya is arguing. Other Rishonim didn't necessarily want to understand like that. The Ramban did. And as a result of that, what does he come to the conclusion? Which is very similar to what he said before. What the Ran answered for Rashi. Okay, Umiu Kaimala. Okay, here's the halacha. Ready? Rishay, la halacha, what does he hold like?
Yeah.
So interesting. What would the Ramban hold by Bitsa?
He didn't say.
He's holding like the Rif. Why? Because he said the Tom. Now for why he was mekid by Dag is because it's not alidei ur, but Betah is alidei ur. So therefore, what would be asur? So it comes out that for psak halacha, whose side is the Ramban on? Like the Rif, he would be osir by Betah. Even though the Perusha Gemara according to the Ramban is just like the Ritba, does he paskin like them? No, because the Ritba lemaskana is posik like Rabbi Yochanan lechmir b'shnehem. The Ramban is posek lehakel b'dagim like the Rif. Yeah.
Is mekel for dagim the word if the Nan cooks it or even if the Nan salts it? Because we understood the Rif on the same like Rafi and Rahman, you're just salting it.
Yeah, just salting it.
So Qumrah, he's taking the kula for fish, but it's like the Qumrah, but he salts it for the Yasur. The Nan salts it for Yasur.
It was like Chizkiya like that.
No, it was like Chizkiya. Yeah.
Sorry, you can salt it.
Yes, yes. What are you saying, Ari? What about it? Smoking is never a good thing. But what about it? Smoking the fish. So whatever the din would be by smoking meat would be the same halakha by smoking fish. Now, huh? Smoking is not raw. Smoking is a form of preparation. It's not raw. Now, Rabotai, Bezat Hashem, tomorrow I want to start off the day with the Torah Tabayit, which is the Rashba and the Rosh. And then we'll be able to see the Tur and the Bet Yosef, understanding it well. Okay, Bezat Hashem. And then we'll get to the Shulchan Aruch. The second half, we'll pick up tomorrow, Bezat Hashem. And we'll take it from there. The roller coaster of the Rishonim is over for now. Okay, basically, the Rashba is going to bring down all the Shitot. And then we're going to see the Tur and Bet Yosef. And move on to the actual Halakha Pesukah. Yom Tov and Olam. Big stuff.